you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Hey guys, with everyone practicing social distancing, life can get pretty lonely. That's why we're giving away a 30-day free trial to Gas Digital Network's premium service. Gas Digital features some of the most cutting-edge and hilarious podcasts on the planet, with 22 shows and over 8,000 hours of content that you cannot find anywhere else. Subscribers get early access, new episodes that are both uncensored and ad-free, plus you get every single episode we've ever done on demand in HD. Sign up now and get 30 days of Gas Digital's premium service for free with code TOPICS30. That's TOPIX30 at gasdigitalnetwork.com. Once again, that's promo code TOPICS30 at gasdigitalnetwork.com for a 30-day free trial. All right, let's start the show.
Welcome to another episode of Broad Motherfucking Topics. I'm your host, Kim Congdon, here with my co-host,
Alex Scarlato. What's up, everybody? Yay, here we are.
We're here. We're still here in our bedrooms doing our quarantine cast.
Dude.
I gotta spit out this gum.
Spit that shit out. This is our 100th episode. You cannot have gum in our mouth.
It is. It's our 100th episode.
How exciting. Like, what? I feel like we just started.
I know. It's crazy.
It's wild.
100 episodes goes by fast.
It does.
I feel we've already done 4 in quarantine.
Really?
I think so. 3 or 4.
Oof. I feel like a combination of having been here for like months and months and also just like 3 or 4 days.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every day is the fastest, slowest day I've ever known.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm getting used to it though. It's just like lifestyle now.
Well, happy 100th episode.
Yes, to 100 more.
Oh, God. Here's to 100,000 more. May we do this for the rest of our damn lives till we're 80.
Kim called me yesterday for a production meeting that literally she started it by saying that she doesn't want to do the podcast anymore. It freaked me out. And literally, like, we were video chatting and I couldn't even hide my face from her. It just fell so quickly.
Yeah, you were not happy about it. It was a good prank, though. It was a good prank.
It was a really good prank. It hurt. I was like, no, don't say that.
And I saved it for after April's Fools, so you would believe it.
It's so much better. Like, if you're pranking people on April Fools, you're a fucking hack. I don't know what to say.
It's true. My mom just decided to start vacuuming.
Oh, that was good timing.
It was so obnoxious. Okay, she's turned it off.
Okay, that's good.
she's sick of my shit because me and you are doing like we'll get into it in the podcast in a minute, but we challenged each other to do a TikTok challenge this week.
A physical challenge.
No, it was the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. My arms hurt really bad, and my family's really sick of me like doing stupid shit. And like when they get in my way, I'm like, I'm working. It's like finger painting on mushrooms or something. They're just, they're super over it.
You're practicing the splits like in the middle of the kitchen where nobody could pass you. And you're like, I'm fucking working right now.
Exactly. What else?
I love that. Mm-hmm. So have you been doing a lot of those? So you've been keeping yourself busy with like content creation of some kind?
See, I've been doing content creation, but I've been doing it so lazily. Like I've been like, you know, I'm going to write a TikTok movie. And then like, I just go out and try to do Savage 100 times and try to like too focused on trying to look hot on TikTok. And I need to let go of that.
Right. Right. It sounds like you have a lot in your drafts right now. Mm-hmm. Just sitting around.
It's a heavy draft folder. That's okay. For sure. TikTok is terrible. Can I tell you that the last three nights I've been up till 6 a.m. on TikTok?
Me too.
Six.
5:45 or so. And then also if I check my screen time, it sometimes says that I spent over 5 hours in the day on TikTok, which is fucking crazy.
I mean, every week you've said eight. So don't make the number lower now for us, Alex. We know who you are.
I think I did slightly better this week.
Yeah. But we did some TikTok challenges. We did a challenge. We finished our challenge that we set last week. On last episode, you and I drew each other. We drew portraits of each other. Right?
Which I have to say, we put those on Instagram and people have been responding so positively to them. I honestly wasn't expecting it.
It was really, really nice. Although I felt slightly embarrassed about it.
I'm here this week to ruin all of that, by the way. I mean,
oh, me too, bitch. Okay. So if you were listening to last week's episode, so we did portraits of each other and then Alex was like, we should do portraits of our producers, Bobby and Frank. Can we see you guys?
See you, handsome fellas.
Let's see your faces. There they are. What's up, you guys?
He's so handsome.
So Alex chose Bobby. She was going to draw Bobby and I was going to draw Francis, my love. And, I did that. And before we reveal our photos, I just want to formally apologize, Francis.
I actually apologize to Bobby like the second that this meeting started before we started recording because it's an issue.
The thing that I drew does not represent the way that I see you. Mm-mm. It's not the level of attractiveness that I think you are. It looks, you know how last week I drew Alex on one hit of acid, basically? I drew you on three.
Right. I feel like whereas
both
last
eyes week, winking.
Yeah. And I attempt in both eyes.
Okay. Oh, no.
Whereas last week I drew Kim on like one tab of acid or so. This week I drew Bobby slightly developmentally disabled.
Well, you're trying to get the likeness. I get it.
Slightly.
All right. Do you want me to go first or do you want to go first?
Should we take a second and look at the reference photos that we use first? I think that could be a really fun way to
definitely.
Sure. So let's see the reference photo that Kim used for Frank.
Okay, one second.
Because Frank sent me his reference photos as well. And I was like, damn, first of all, I didn't know that Frank could photograph so well. I mean, look at this.
That's the one I used for Frank, yeah. Looks
it's a
great.
Good, easy one. He looks great.
His place looks nice and clean. It's a good picture.
He looks put together. He looks like a good modern man.
He looks like his balls smell nice.
He does.
That's a good
they did at the time, not so much right now.
Do you ever think that you look at a guy and you're like, it looks like his balls smell nice?
Not often, but yeah.
Show your picture or do you want to see the one you used of me?
I think we should reveal Kim's after having seen the reference. What do you think?
She's finishing it right now.
Kim, why are you adding some touches to the end?
Okay, are you guys ready?
Yes.
Ready.
All right, I'm sorry.
Bring it a little closer.
Bring it closer, Kim. That's not bad.
It's not terrible.
It kind of, right?
If you asked me who it was at Gas Digital, I'd say it's Frank.
Frank, what do you think?
I'll take it.
It's not bad.
It's not bad. Happened. Okay, good.
You gave him absolutely no shoulders at all.
Yeah, no shoulders. Yeah.
This is truly where it gets childish for me.
One of his eyes is kind of really floating down his face.
Dude, your eyes, I don't know what's going on with
That's
your eyes.
Good
but
eye
I spent,
too.
You don't have a good eye.
Well, not in your drawing, I don't.
Your shit was confusing. I was like, why is there a fold there?
Okay. Hey, I like it. I'm actually more impressed than I thought.
Okay, good.
All right, let's see. First of all, Bobby, I'm sorry. Can you show me the other option for a reference photo that you gave me that I can go in? I need to talk about that.
Oh, man. Okay, hold on.
Limp Bizkit, Bobby.
I asked for a reference photo of Bobby.
All right, first of all, I didn't want to... I wanted to send you, all right, forget it, whatever, here.
I want a picture so I could draw my dear friend, Bobby.
And what did he send you?
Here's what this dude sends me.
Bobby, you're a douchebag.
You want me to fucking get wet while I'm drawing you, Bobby? What's happening? I'm sorry, Bobby, that's the old picture.
I mean, I didn't want to send a picture of me old now. I want to send a good one.
Bobby, that is a hot picture.
You think I could have done that justice? I mean, I couldn't even attempt. That's such a hot picture. It's crazy.
Yeah, would you want Alex just finger blasting herself the entire time she's supposed to be doodling you? Why would you send that?
I'm trying to doodle you, not diddle myself, Bobby.
I'm trying to doodle you, not doodle me.
All right, well, I wanted to send a good-looking picture of myself. I couldn't find one, but I did find one of myself now, and that's the one you used, right?
I did.
Okay, so here, this is the one you used here.
This is an awesome picture of a memorable night. My friend Bobby, he's adorable.
That is cute.
It's super cute.
That is cute, and it's at my favorite place ever.
It's really super cute, and I could have done better, so.
All right, let's see.
Oh, I can't wait. Oh, I can't wait. Hold on. Lift it up higher.
It looks like Frank.
That's what I thought. For some reason, it looked more like Frank.
If you showed me that, that's Bobby. That looks like someone on the run. That looks like someone that harassed someone on the train. And that's the picture they drew to try and find him.
He left the wrinkles out, which was nice. Thank you for that.
Who is that man?
I don't know. It's not even close.
That's no Bobby. Are his eyes
red?
Well, I was doing like a chromatic thing, you know.
That looks like Scott Disick.
It kind of does.
I would think that was Scott Disick.
For sure.
Kim, I definitely think you won this week.
Yeah. Wow.
You really nailed it.
And to tell you, I'm not even going to tell you how much time I spent on this because you would think that I didn't care about the podcast, truly. Maybe I'm a really good artist, but I'm just impatient.
Maybe.
Do you want to know how much time, honestly, I did this in?
An hour.
Yeah.
Swear on my life, 20 minutes.
Wow. That's really good for 20 minutes.
That's good for 20 minutes, right?
Yeah, it's good for 20.
Can you imagine if I saw an hour and 10?
There's a lot more shading in there than I would have thought 20 minutes would allow.
Yeah, and it's so, and I do it with the worst eraser. I have the worst pencils. I have no supplies. Can you imagine if I actually sat down and worked on this for 4 days?
You'd be a genius.
That shit would be fire.
You would be Frank in the flesh.
This is Frank.
It's not bad. It's really not bad.
Look at his eyebrows. Those are Frank's eyebrows. All worried and annoyed at us.
Worried and annoyed eyebrows are my favorite part. They really encapsulate not only his look, but his personality. And I really
the eyebrows are Francis, if I've ever seen it. Can't you see this?
That one's really good. It's
Francis,
really
can I tell you that just to be funny, I was so angry. I did not have an orange colored pencil.
Yeah.
I know. I looked everywhere. But I thought that possibly some of the red and orange undertones on mine is what made it look more like Francis than Bobby.
Don't say it.
Wait, who?
Okay. Yours is good. I'm fucking mad.
That's him.
It's really good.
I'm mad at myself.
I should be an artist.
Yeah, you should.
You are an artist.
Oh, yeah. I was.
All right. See you guys.
That was great. Kim, I'm really impressed.
Thank you.
It's fine.
Alex, you tried.
I dropped the ball this week, okay? I don't know what happened.
That's part of being an artist. Sometimes that's your interpretation of how you see Bobby.
No, it's not.
Like Scott Disick.
I assure you it's not. I see Bobby differently after that other photo of him.
Oh, let me tell you, I need to see Bobby more. I need to see Bobby dieting. I want that man back.
I need to see Bobby at the gym.
I need Bobby Hutch to start doing keto. Bobby, be that man again. No, actually, Bobby, you was cute.
No, but Bobby, you, first of all, the Godfrey fans, I've seen a lot of like a lot of talk on the Godfrey YouTube channel about how low-key cute and like secret cute Bobby Hutch is. And I'm like, whoa, the secret's out, everybody. Bobby Hutch is cute.
I'm just fat now. We haven't known that.
I'm just fat now.
We have the hottest producers on the show, on the network.
Yeah, we do. It's funny, if you asked us that a year ago, our opinions might have been different somehow.
Absolutely.
But for sure, I couldn't agree more.
Mm-hmm. Look at us. Look at how the tables have turned.
I want somebody to cut this clip and send it to Brian, please.
Oh, fuck. Brian's not going to like that.
He's not.
Oh, shit. What can I tell you? I have a type, and Bobby and Frank are the same type.
Oh, fuck.
You guys are in the same vein.
For sure. They must know that.
You guys know that, right?
Yeah, of course. We look like brothers.
Yeah, you look like brothers. You guys are in the same vein of hotness.
Yeah, if we're both wearing a hat, sometimes we get confused. For sure. Really? Yeah.
For sure, all the time.
Can I tell you how I drew this? And this is my secret to drawing super fast.
Yes.
I do it in dots first.
Okay, and then you
I start with a blank piece of paper, and then I do the distance from the end of the glasses to the other end of the glasses, and I do a dot, and then I do a dot for the middle of the glasses, and then I like dot it in, and then I do the bottom of the glasses, a dot, and then I connect those, and then I do the whole face, and then I shade it really dark, and I scrub it with a cotton pad.
I'm gonna reattempt Bobby Hutch at one point this weekend and see.
I'm gonna literally reattempt this photo and see how good I can get it if I try.
All right, you know what? We're gonna do round two on these next week.
You know what? Yeah, we're gonna do you guys again.
We didn't do you justice, so we got to do you twice.
We have to do you twice. Yeah.
I like how our topics for this week really show off our boredom during quarantine, but like also in a really valiant attempt to like stay positive and do fun things.
I know. I tweeted this the other day, but it's true. The other night I ate cereal out of a styrofoam cup. And when I was done eating the cereal, I said to myself out loud in my room by myself, that was fun. Just because it wasn't out of a bowl. It's like crazy what you appreciate. Well, the little things you start appreciating.
Are you okay?
No, I literally was like, and I went like this, because there was like I drank all the milk and then there's like a little bit of cereal on the bottom. So I started patting the styrofoam and I could see it slowly coming up to the rim. And then I ate the last of the cereal and I like chewed it. And I really went, that was fun. And wow. Then I was like, oh my God, I need to get the fuck out of here.
I like that. Notable changes in my life is that now pretty much every morning while I'm putting makeup on, like for the shows, for the purpose of the shows, I'm also like doing a little like white lady dance to some music while I'm
putting makeup
on. That was not me a month ago, sis.
You're just getting in touch with your white roots.
I really am. Like I'm doing a little shoulder shimmy and whatnot. It's disgusting.
I gotta tell you, my mom just came in here with laundry and she's holding things one at a time to ask me if they're mine or my sister's. And I'm like, I just can't really. Right now, I can't even answer.
With love and respect, get out.
She said, with love and respect, get out. Okay, so me and Alex, we did another challenge.
Because what else do we have?
Because literally, if we don't do challenges, there's no podcast.
Well, Kim and I will look at each other and tell each other how pretty we are for the whole show. I don't know what to say. It's all we've got left.
Mom, can you?
I really like.
Come on, honest.
I'm doing the laundry.
I know, but Mom, I'm doing a podcast.
Well, why this is wet here?
Because I spilled peroxide on it. Can you get out?
Leave all this in. Leave
Please.
It in.
Please. Please stop right now. You're still folding.
Give me a second. I want to finish.
I am doing a podcast. It's not give you a second. The producers have to edit things out. They have to cut this out.
Okay, you fold my clothes.
Okay. Bye. Thank you.
We must leave that, Kim. That was so good.
She goes, give me a second. As she's folding, I can hear her putting away clothes on the hanger next to me as I'm trying to talk. My professional work.
I like how quarantine life has turned everybody back into like a 15 or 16 year old.
Oh God, it's true.
With your parents, you are your parents' fucking child right now. I don't know what you true. Want.
It's true. Me and my sister fist fought over Uno the other day.
That's great.
I swear to God, my mom had to break us up over Uno.
I think I saw a little bit of a video of that you said this ended really poorly. Family game night, you gotta be. I feel like you took a video of something.
Oh, that was Monopoly. That was the night before. That was when we almost got into a fight. The next day, it really tapered off.
Yeah,
I don't know if that was the right way to use it.
Your family was trying to cheat. It seemed like it was the rules were catch all the money you can before it hits the ground, and people were on their hands and fucking knees.
And people around here, let me tell you the real issue is people around here don't like to be called out for being cheaters. Haley.
Oh, well, whoever, I saw that video. There were a couple people down on the ground, and that's not okay.
All right, you guys, I just want to take a second and talk to you guys really quick about one of our sponsors. If you're a fan of the show and you're over the age of 21, I want to tell you guys about Yo Kratom, the home of the $60 kilo. The Yo Kratom guys are great. Despite coronavirus and the world coming to a halt, they're still game to sponsor this show and ship your product. So special thanks to Yo Kratom. Now, if you aren't currently into Kratom, just ignore this. However, if you are currently a fan of Kratom, you can save some money and stock up at YoKratom.com, the only place you will find $60 kilos. That's unheard of, and YoKratom has the quality Kratom in all the popular strains.
You don't want your stash to run out right now and have to go on a gas station run. Just think of all the door handles you'll have to touch, and that's if the gas station is open. Also, if they have Kratom at your local spot, it's going to be in small packs at very high prices. If you're buying from other places online, you'll be spending $80 to $120 a kilo. One more time, thank you to Yo Kratom for sponsoring this show. And if you're into Kratom products, Yo Kratom is the one place where you could find $60 kilos. These guys are one of the biggest Kratom wholesalers, and they created YoKratom.com so that you could buy directly at incredible prices. All right, let's get back to the show.
Yeah. So that happened. And oh yeah. And then me and you, we challenged each other to a TikTok video.
When I tell you, we might've picked one of the hardest fucking challenges there is.
Did we send them the original video?
I did. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, good. Cause it was not easy. And the thing that what I attempted was a joke.
Yeah. So there's this video going around and like, it's a trend on TikTok where basically you're doing like a wall handstand, but you're doing all these like kicks and knee bends and things in between. And then at the very end, you have to pick one hand up and spin your entire body around.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the original video that we use as reference. You
make a woman go mad. So be this girl looks great.
She's amazing and I'll never be like her, and I know that.
It's true, me neither. I'll never live up to whatever she does.
I don't know which Okay, first of all, my shoulders are literally in pain currently.
Mm-hmm.
Like I tried my very hardest, knowing that if I have to go to the hospital right now, it's going to be a fucking serious issue with coronavirus.
Okay.
So I was like, I guess I was a little bit holding back because
same. Cause I kept almost putting holes in the walls. I could feel like the softness under my feet of our walls.
Oh, you were hitting hard.
Yeah. I was hitting hard. And I was like, I'm going to put a hole in the wall, which would make a great podcast video, but
not today.
Not today.
All right. I did 3 attempts. I don't know if you want to show all 3 of them. They're all pretty quick.
Oh, can I see? I only sent one.
They're all pretty bad. They're all pretty much the same and pretty bad.
Let's see.
It also like, damn, like how to ever get in shape like that, I have no idea.
The fact that anyone can do that move in general blows my mind. These people, I got to tell you, if you're coming out of quarantine and you're skilled, more skilled, I'm not happy with you. I'm annoyed.
Oh, wait. I do have one thing to say, which is the music was way too fast and I noted that right away. So I tried to sing it myself.
Oh, okay.
Oh, boy. Okay. Ooh, baby,
why don't you stop? Wait, hold on, Bobby, pause it. You mean that you didn't use the audio?
Nope, I sang it. I sang it myself.
You sang the Shakira song yourself while doing the handstand challenge. Okay, go.
I couldn't keep up with the speed of the audio.
Stop. Okay, I can do this. Ooh, baby, when you talk like that. Okay, I can do this. I'm gonna sing it too. Ooh, baby, when you talk like that. Boom. It goes like, boom, boom. You make Ooh. Ha, ha. Ooh, I can do this. I can't even lift one arm. Oh no.
Oh no, the audio was really good. To be honest, I should have done it more like that. My video is just me trying to do a TikTok unsuccessfully. It's not good.
Well, yeah, it's really fast. You don't realize it's like hit up, kick. I'm
may I add how hot you looked in that video?
Oh my goodness, thank you.
That ass was popping, Alex.
Thank you, dearest. I've been working on the booty just a wee bit.
It looks marvelous.
Oh, I appreciate you.
All right, it's my turn. I look a little less graceful. How do we see this? Oh, shit.
I'm so excited.
Mine has the TikTok music.
Oh baby, when you talk like that.
Oh shit, hold on, I swear. So be wise and keep on. Wait, can we play it again? Hold on.
Okay, yours is kind of amazing.
We need to run that
at the end.
No, that shit was terrible. Did you see how look at my leg? Make a woman go mad. So be wise and keep on
reading the signs of my body. I want to be able to do that though.
I would no. I almost put three holes in my walls. I had the way that my whole house shook when I hit the walls was insulting.
Okay, first of all, the twerk at the end was really good. And I see that 90% of the difference between mine being more graceful is literally just the fact that my feet are pointed like a dancer and you have like a floppy feet situation.
My legs are like all opened and turned.
I thought it was good.
Oh, thank you.
I thought it was really good, actually.
Thanks so much, Alex. You're very supportive.
I don't mean for this to take a turn, but like happy Earth Day.
Oh, is it Earth Day?
It's Earth Day. Like, I'm never aware of Earth Day, but somehow everybody on Earth Day seems to wake up and be like, happy Earth Day online. And I'm like, how'd you know about Earth Day?
I thought it was International Women's Day yesterday.
Was it? Hi, Chris Stanley.
Hello.
Hey, guys. I can't hear shit.
Oh, no.
What's going on?
He can't hear us.
He's can't hear us.
He's working on himself.
He's working.
You guys hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Oh, you can. Great.
Mm-hmm. We can hear you brilliant.
It'd be funny if he thought we couldn't hear him and then he farted. He was like, since they can't hear me, let me just get this last fart out real quick.
Oh, yesterday I was in a Zoom meeting with like a bunch of people. And
disconnect and come back because I can't hear a goddamn thing.
You got it. Yesterday I was in a Zoom meeting with a bunch of people and I farted and it smelled so badly. And I had this like moment of panic that everybody else who I was talking to could smell the fart. And then I remembered.
Very brave to fart on a Zoom meeting.
It was silent, but it was bad. It was bad.
Oh, God. I just hate that as humans, we have to be embarrassed.
Of farting?
Of anything.
Yeah, that's true.
Embarrassment is such a bad feeling.
I try to lower my sense of embarrassment. Like now I could get myself to the point where I could do anything and not really feel embarrassed, you know?
Yeah.
Cause like, what's the point?
Can you hear us now?
Yes, I can. Sorry.
What's lady. Up?
How's it going, Kim? How's it going, Alex?
Fuck yeah. Chris Stanley's joining us. How exciting.
This is really exciting. What have you guys been talking about so far tonight?
Oh my God. We were talking about TikTok. We did a TikTok challenge. We drew Bobby and Frank.
Oh, let me see. Can I see your guys' picture?
You gotta show him. You gotta show him yours.
That's Bobby or not.
It's Bobby.
It looks exactly like Bobby.
Does it?
Yeah, exactly. I was like, oh wait, is Bobby in the room with you? What the fuck?
And this is Frank.
Oh, Frank, even better. Looks like a fucking rapist. It looks like a goddamn serial killer from FBI poster.
It does look like a serial killer, honestly.
I'm sure Frank's killed people, so it's fine.
Frank's definitely killed more than one woman.
And raped.
I'm raped.
Just guessing.
In that order.
Why kill a woman if you're not going to rape her first is the question, you know?
First.
No, he rapes after.
Yeah, he's an after raper.
That's the only way you can get off.
An after raper. Yeah, we were just, real quick. Can I tell you the story?
Yes.
Yeah.
This craziest thing happened to me on Tinder. So I was scrolling Tinder yesterday. Tell me if this is a stalker or not. I was scrolling Tinder yesterday. You guys know that the last two seasons I wrote for Jokers, right? I was scrolling through Tinder. It's nowhere on my Tinder profile. It's nowhere really on anywhere. Just like my Twitter and stuff, which is not connected to my Tinder at all. I'm scrolling. Yeah. This guy super likes me. He goes to the same college that I went to. He's a little younger.
Super like?
Super like means they like, you only get like a certain amount of them.
Yeah.
And it's like someone, it just means someone really likes you and they want like your attention, I guess.
This is what it does. If like someone super likes you, that means their profile goes directly to the top of your like Tinder fucking scroll or whatever.
Okay.
So like you're getting, and I think there might also be a note that says they super liked you.
Yeah. So it says this guy super liked me. So it got my attention. So I was like, oh, he's kind of cute. So I looked at his bio, and his bio said, swipe right if you write for the Impractical Jokers.
That's fucked up.
And so I swiped right, obviously, and we matched.
Why? Why did you swipe right?
Why wouldn't I? That's the weirdest shit ever.
You fell right into his trap. I mean,
so I did, and I was, what?
It's kismet. It's meant to be.
And no, and then I messaged him and I was like, was that specifically made for me? And then he wrote back, holy shit, it worked.
What the fuck?
Or something of that nature. He was like, wow, incredible, it worked.
This fucking guy is brilliant.
No.
Okay, she's singing Pink on karaoke in the living room. I'm going to physically assault her.
I'm going to tell now, she's been a continual problem for the last few weeks. I don't know what to say.
It's nuts. I think she does it on purpose. Listen.
And now I hear her. She's a good singer.
She's doing it into a karaoke mic while I'm podcasting.
Is there an audience?
No, she's by herself. Annoying. Sick of the shit. So yeah, so I messaged him and I'm like, and he wrote back like, oh my God, it worked or something incredible. And I was like, what's going on? And he said, he's like, me and my friends were talking about people that have like left our town and gone on to do some cool stuff a few months ago. And then he had mentioned that there was this girl, Kim, that started writing for the Impractical Jokers. And then I was scrolling on Tinder and I saw you in your pictures, you were doing comedy in a couple of your pictures because it connects to your Instagram. Mm-hmm. So some of my pictures are like on stage and stuff. And he's like, so I changed my bio in case you were that girl and super liked you so you could match me. And I was like, the effort.
4D chess. That's fucking brilliant. This guy's fucking good. Did you talk to him?
Immediately attracted to him.
Yeah.
It doesn't even matter what he looks like, who he is as a person. The fact that he tried so hard and like, you really thought of a way to find me.
This fucking guy's brilliant. He should write a fucking book.
Yeah, I don't mind that. I don't mind the, something about the determination. You're like, well, this guy knows how to get what he wants. Like, how much else could he get for me? You know?
And I checked today, because this was yesterday morning. I checked, oh no, this was last night. I checked today, and he still has that as his thing. So he's committed.
He also super liked Mike Fenoya. So things are going really well.
I was going to say, or he wants to fuck the other writers.
I mean, he's getting blown by Fenoya right now.
Oh, fuck. But yeah, isn't that crazy?
It is. And where my level of trust is at right now is I'd be like, this guy's just trying to like talk to me. He's trying to get in the writer's room somehow. He's an aspiring like comic of some kind. I'd be like, so standoffish. I like that you trust people and have mutual respect for people.
I sent nudes to a fan 4 days ago. Things are not going to go good for me in the future. No,
this is risk. And it's fine. That's what makes it fun.
You're living life on the edge like that?
Yeah, I did. I literally sent a nude to a hot fan.
What were you showing in the nude?
Just my tits.
Okay. That's not that bad.
Yeah, I mean, and I made sure it was like, I don't want it to be leaked, but if it was, you know what I mean? It was one of those.
Yeah, and I think if you want, like, in the fappening or whatever, I think the actresses or whatever, the stars that got, like, the fappened, like, the
yeah.
one, it shots like who gives a shit? Like,
this is how you know if a fappening picture was purposely leaked or not, is if the room is clean in the background. Oh, if good. You see a sock on the floor, it was an accident.
Fucking.
I'm like, let me just clean this up so when people see it, they know that my room's not dirty.
I'm jealous that you have a very, like, you have a classy just the boobs option that I feel like I'm lacking. Like, they're so, like, I feel like my boobs are small. I can't get a photo of them to look good situation. Like, if I'm taking a photo, it's going to be just so dirty. I don't know what to say.
Alex, don't say that about.
I feel like I can't take a classy nude.
You can take a classy nude.
Don't worry about it. Men just like nudes. It's fucking what it boils down to.
You know what's really annoying is I was doing some nude trading recently with my ex, my first boyfriend, and which is a mistake altogether. And the effort that I put into my nudes, I had my ring light out. I took a shower. I put lotion on. I made sure my skin looked nice. That's so it was like
a whole situation. I'm not ready.
I was doing a whole fucking thing. I sent them. He was like, those look good. And then he just sent me back the laziest fucking, like, it was a live photo, dude, with the flash. You could see the flash. No, first of all, you know, you never flash a genital. It's too much lighting there. You see every pore. It was just a, like, he just pulled the fucking phone out of his pocket and was like, here's yours. I was like, mine took me 4 hours to prepare this art.
It was he also soft? Was that also part of it? That, I mean, that's real laziness. Oh.
He wasn't even hard.
It's like he couldn't even be bothered. Like, women love flaccid dick. That's what I've always heard. Just, why would I want to see that hard?
It's making me angry.
Fucking soft as Play-Doh.
At the same time, though, Kim, if a guy put in the kind of effort that you put in, like, that would also creep me out. You know what I mean?
That's so true. There's really no winning with them.
No.
Mm-mm, no.
No, like, if he had a ring light shining directly onto his, like,
big... If you have a ring light on your dick, you're a psychopath, but not on your vagina. Isn't that crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Wild.
That's great.
Yeah. The double standards we have to live with.
Oh, mm-hmm. My God. It's a journey.
So let's bring Chris in for what we really brought him here for today.
Oh.
Which is
kind of a motive with you, Chris.
Oh, we have a serious motive, Chris. It's like on last week's, after we recorded last week's episode of High Society Radio, I cried myself to sleep just knowing that like I've never been a good like pay pig person ever. Not for a moment. Like, you taught me what it was meant to be a spend pig.
Explain again what a pay pig is. Is this just a dude who just pays you to fucking degrade them? Is that the technical term?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Alex, you're not the pig in the situation.
Yeah, you're not the pig. You're not the pig.
You are doing this wrong.
Yeah, Chris taught me a really good lesson in it. And like, man, I want to learn all the ropes, you know?
I think it was Frank that I was spend pigging. Was that the term? Yeah.
Frank was giving you money?
I guess, yeah. I was the one degrading him.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, because like apparently if you want to, I don't want to be the, wait, hold on. So the pay pig is the guy who pays the woman. Now, is there a term for the woman or you don't want to be the pig, right? I mean, that'd be bad.
No. Usually they say, you know, a lot of the pay pigs say goddess. Have you seen that, Alex?
No. Really? I haven't.
Maybe that's what I get personally in my messages.
Now, fine, maybe they say it. It's fine. I don't know.
Now, did they say?
I feel like they've specifically said it to us while sending us money.
It's possible. I don't know. They've always said something. They usually ask to be degraded, which is like, it's like, now I don't even want to degrade you. You know?
Yeah.
Now I know I'm giving you what you want. Like, don't ask for it. Let me just degrade. Yeah. You know?
Okay. That's like really, that's like a method pay pigging, you know? It's just like, you should just know not to say it because you're going to say it anyway.
Exactly. Because once they ask for it, then they're creating a situation where I'm giving them what they want, which just seems like opposite to the purpose, you know?
Yeah. Exactly.
What are some of the things you said while denigrating your pay pigs? Like an example.
I've never been quite so good at it. So one time I just insulted a person's children.
That's not what they want to hear.
Oh, we did. Did we do that together?
We did, sis.
Did we call his son gay?
We might have.
Looks like your fucking son has Down syndrome, piggy, because you have some weak fucking thin fucking jizz, huh?
Look at your dumb little kid.
Yeah, yeah. I bet they fucking ruined your life, bro. All right, pig monster motherfucker. Like, say shit like
go
that.
Go in your son's room, open up the piggy bank.
And give me all your fucking little piggy son's fucking nickels, piggy.
Your little piggy son. It starts getting kind of inappropriate. Your fucking dirty little hot son.
Yeah. Okay. So take it from degrading into cucking, which also falls into the fucking degrading. It's like, get your little fucking oinky oink piglet son in here, motherfucker. Watch him degrade me, right?
Give me your piggy baby.
Give me that piggy baby.
Bring your little oinky here.
I want some fucking prosciutto, bro. All right, I'm going to eat up your little piggy right in front of you. I'm going to fucking gag on his fucking...
I got to tell you, I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone because we're doing this dialogue and my mom is still singing Pink in the background. It's so fuck... Can you guys hear it?
Yeah, it's bleeding through. I didn't want to say anything, but yeah, it's...
I can't hear it, what's but
that?
Like...
It's right there.
I know your mom loves Pink.
She what fucking Pink? Would eat Pink out on camera right now for the podcast.
Ooh, that's great. What Pink song is she doing? Or she's just doing all?
She's doing Please Don't Leave Me. She's probably singing to my stepdad.
Oh, that's nice.
That's a whole vibe. Holy shit.
So give us advice. How do we get these pigs?
All right. You just have to like be really mean.
Okay.
Say really like be very graphic, like talk about like spitting on their fucking face or in their mouth and fucking just like also like probably ball torture is probably big into it. Like last week when I was talking to Frank, I told him to dip his balls in mashed potatoes and then lick them off. It's just like the really degrading things in life.
That was filthy.
Okay. So basically like I want you to shit on the floor and dip your own balls into your own fucking pile of shit, you motherfucker, you disgusting slob.
I want you to put your own balls in your own shit. I want you to swirl it around. I want you to make a smiley face of shit on your own fucking floor. And then I want you to turn that smiley face into a sad face with your own shit.
Then I want you to stand up tall and let your balls kind of dangle forward and backward and make your little toddler son walk up to them and lick shit off the bottom.
What?
Oh, see, that's good. That might make them say, wait, what did you just say? Or like that might make them come. I mean, that's a gamble you have to fucking make.
How about this? I want you to dip your balls in your own shit, but I want you to prepare your digestive system so you get a really wet, runny shit. So you need to eat something that makes that for your own body. And then I want you to shit on the floor and I want you to dip your balls in it. I want it to be the consistency of pancake mix when you've added a little too much milk. And so when you dip your balls in the shit, I want you to take it. I want you to fling your hips toward your face and I want you to shit on your own face via your balls.
Yeah. That was good.
Yeah. So
I want you to sit down on a cloth couch and I want you to take your penis out and make sure it's soft and then start pissing up into the air and try to catch it into your own mouth. And then if you can't, it's fine. Just let it go all over the place. But if you can, I want you to gargle it a little bit and spit it all over and take a video of it and send it to me so I know you did it.
All right. So here's one thing I would give advice on there. Don't say it's okay if their piss goes everywhere. Be like, listen, you little fucking yellow piggy. I want you to catch every fucking droplet of that dirty, hot fucking piss. And I want you to gargle it in your mouth until it's cold. And I want you to fucking swallow it and then start jerking off.
Listen, you fucking worthless pig. I want you to go in the bathroom. I want you to grab a pair of scissors. I want you to cut some hair off your balls. I want you to shred that hair into teeny tiny pieces. I want you to put that hair into a weed grinder, right? And then I want you to line it up on your counter. I want you to fucking snort it. Snort your pubes, you dirty little pig.
Oh, that's a good
one. That's good. See, that's the I think the fucking hotness to the pay pig is the detail, right? It's mm-hmm. just detail oriented as possible mm-hmm. to get inside their pay pig brains. I mean, that's right. The thing to do. I mean, I really they are all like fucked up in the head. Yeah, they love it, man.
I want to make a pay pig eat slop, like put all the food in their fridge together and eat it from a bowl in front of me.
You could probably get someone to do that. I mean, that's probably
I know
very...
that one sounded a little real. Now I feel slutty. Now I'm getting way too into this.
That's definitely doable for plenty of pay pigs out there.
Like, cut out a pay pig with like really wimpy chest hair and you make him like shave off all of his fucking leg hair and fucking paste it to his chest with his own cum.
See, that's good. That's like,
I want my pay pig to take his dick, I want him to take some super glue on the underside of his dick in a line, and then I want him to super glue it up his ass crack, and I want him to pretend he's got a little pay pig pussy.
Ooh, a pay pig pussy. That's good. I like that. Or like, hey, fucking Porky Pig, you motherfucker, right? I want you to take the fucking phone cord from your landline and wrap. Yeah, you have a landline telephone, and I want you to wrap it around your balls, and I want you to call your mother and jerk off, like shit like that. Like, that's the type of stuff I think the pigs like.
Hey, oh, this is a good one. This is a good one. This one's good. This one's dark. Hey, I want you to respect me and love me unconditionally.
Oh,
that's hard. Vomit.
Why'd you kill the moon? It's too far. It's like, listen, Pay Pig, I want you to have a real human connection with me. I want you to care about what I say.
I want you to look me in the eyes while I look you in the eyes while we talk.
Yeah.
You fucking loser.
You fucking little bitchy porky pork.
I have a good one.
Go, Alex.
Okay.
It's a safe space.
I want you to masturbate using your own tears as lubrication.
That's good.
But I want you not to cry, so you masturbate dry.
I want to chafe your little fucking corkscrew fucking little piggy cock, huh? That's what you say.
Corkscrew piggy cock. I do like that terminology.
I want you to learn how to do a split. That's it. That's so annoying to tell Pay Pig to learn how to do a split every day. He's fucking stretching.
Listen, Pig, I want you to download Rosetta Stone, and I want you to be able to fluently speak Latin, a dead language, all right there, pig boy, and you have 3 weeks to do it.
Listen, you little piece of shit. I want you to learn how to code.
Here's our code for codeacademy.com, and I want you to use that code.
Promo code.
Promo code, broad topics, and I want you to learn how to fucking code in Python. How you like that, huh? This is a fucking 6 week fucking endeavor.
I think there's guys out there who would do any of this for us, by the way.
Yeah.
Now, how much have the paid pigs paid you so far, if you don't mind throwing out
numbers? We made a decent amount when we were doing it. When we were doing it every episode, we get like $60.
Yeah, we made a couple hundred total for sure.
Yeah.
But we weren't even good at it, Chris Stanley. I mean,
Don't say that. You guys are great. All right. You guys are fucking
crushing. Now I'm
about
to open a Roth IRA and master pigging. I don't know how any of that works, but
I don't know what any of those words mean. So it's we're in the same fucking boat. You should do a master class on fucking pay pigging.
That'd be good. This was the master class in pay pigging.
This clip is, yeah.
It's all in the details, folks. You know?
Holy fuck. That's actually incredible.
It's really good to know. We appreciate you.
Yeah. God damn it. Yeah. Like, look, Piggy, I want you to fucking take your dick hole, and I want you to stretch it open, and I want you to take a toothpick. Not a tooth. What goes in your ear?
Cotton swab
into your dick hole, like it was the 90s and you were getting a fucking STD test. But then I want you to take it out, and I want you to put it in your nose and smell your own pre-cum.
Ew. That was really good.
Really good, Chris.
You know what I think would be good too? The dick hole, if you're going like dick hole angle, I think it would be good to go, hey, little piggy, I want you to open up your dick hole, and then I want you to shove your firstborn in it.
Oh, that's good.
Wow.
That's good.
And then I want you to carry it around, and I want people to be like, why is this dick hole so big? And I want you to be like, someone told me to put my 6-year-old there.
I reverse birthed my kid.
It was this woman who just told me to do it, so I did, because, you know, I was hard at the time.
I sent her $200 as well.
Yeah. I paid her to tell me to do this to myself. Here's the Venmo receipt.
Fuck. We're going to make so much money.
I don't want to make a living off of this. I might quit Gas Digital next week. I don't know what to say. I have a new life ahead of me.
I've never thought you should quit that Gas Digital more, to be honest.
Just ramp your fucking pay pig games up. That's all I'm saying. Just fucking get them hard, get them to come, get them to pay more money, right?
That's the quote. Put that on my tombstone.
What? That's a little far.
Get them hard, get them to come, give them all your money.
Kim, I think that this warrants us opening up our pay pig segment again next week. I think we should state that if anyone wants to send us something, you're going to fucking get it next week.
That's if good. You want to send us something, you've dumb little fucking pay pig crusty bitch, Venmo us. My Venmo's at Kim Congdon.
My Venmo's at Alexandra-Scarlotto.
If you don't know how to spell my name, look it the fuck up, you loser.
That's right, you fucking illiterate fucks. How do you even fucking operate a goddamn fucking podcast app, huh? Why don't you fucking Venmo these fucking ladies some fucking money, piggies? Right? All right?
You hear that? That's your mating call, you bitch.
That's right. Treat them like shit.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're probably nice.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm sure you're underpaid at your job and your wife doesn't respect you.
You're underpaid. You probably lost your job because of COVID. I don't care.
Yeah. Oh, you're not an essential worker, piggy. Oh, I'm sorry. Give me your fucking bean money and send it to my fucking Venmo.
Ooh, my name's Pay Pig. I'm having trouble to get through to unemployment because it's so busy.
Hey, you fucking piggies. I bet you fucking still got that $1,200 check, right? Well, there's one fucking person to give it to, right? Fucking Kim Congdon and Alex.
Or two.
I like being one person with Kim. Can we always
say
that we're one person?
That is good. Oh, this is incredible. Fuck. Yeah,
this was a great one.
This is good. This is going to move us into the next tax bracket.
Oh, yeah. I mean, why pay taxes on it, though? You know, see what happens.
That's true. I'm going to fucking make the government a pay pig too.
Yeah. Use Cash App though. I think that's the one that's like really fucking grimy.
Oh, Cash App is the worst. I love it. Anytime, if anyone has Cash App, I know that they have an STD. It's just like a clear sign. All right. Well, I think that was fucking incredible. You guys, this was our master, what's it called, Alex?
Our master class in pay pigging with Chris Stanley.
Oh, Jesus.
Our master class in pay pigging with Chris Stanley. Chris, where can everyone find you?
I'm on High Society Radio every Thursday at 8 p.m. on Gas Digital Network, High Society Radio on Instagram, High Society Radio on Discord, and The Bennington Show on Sirius XM, Channel 103, Monday through Friday, 2 p.m. in the East.
Fuck yeah. Chris Stanley's one of the funniest guys we know. We appreciate you
coming
through for the Zoom, teaching us a life skill.
You know, Thank you so much.
You know, teach a pay pig to pay money. I don't know. I was going to say the fish thing. Just
something wax on, fuck a pay pig. You guys, you can find me on Twitter at Kimberly Congdon, on Instagram and TikTok at Kim Congdon. Alex, what about you?
You can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at I am Alex Scar. Check out all the other shows that I produce for Gas Digital Network, including High Society Radio, Irish Goodbye Podcast, In God Free We Trust, Without a Country, and Legion of Skanks. And most importantly, head to gasdigitalnetwork.com and sign up with code TOPICS30. That's TOPIX30. You're going to get a 30-day free trial with access to every show on the network, on demand, bonus content, live chat, everything you want.
All right. We'll see you next week.
Yay.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.